Broadcasting live from beautiful Silicon Valley, California, it's time for Lunch with Ricky in the Morning! And here's your host, Ricky!
Love that energy on you. Love it.
Oh, yeah. How you feeling?
You feeling, man? Sorry, I have to open the blinds up in your intro.
It is all dark in here. Look at it out there.
Do you know it's gonna get to 90s today?
In the Bay Area?
In the
90
Bay. 90s inland. 80s. It's going to get in the 80s in San Francisco.
You know what? I'm probably going to say what other auto owners have been saying the last 6 months. It's time to get my AC fixed.
You know when it's 80s in San Francisco, it's hot.
This is true, and that's a rarity. I mean,
no. Anyway, we're sitting in the studio in Union City, and it was all dark in here. I'm like, wait a minute, let's open the blinds, and sunlight. Of course, other than the sunlight sitting right across me, and the one and only DJ Anu.
Yeah.
You enjoy spring break?
It was fun. It was fun. You know, I had a little bit of R&R. I did a little mixing. I think you heard some of my rehearsal in the car on the way.
I did.
Getting prepared for a couple of gigs this summer. You know, I took a little time just to relax.
Yeah.
What about you?
That was good. Yeah. We took a little spring break last week. We were off, and thank you for our fill-ins last week. It was the.
Wait, hold on. I'd like to give a big shout out to the Dell Latitude 9400.
Great
job, little computer.
But it was good. We thought we'd take a little R&R, enjoy the spring break. And same here. Just caught up and spent a lot of time watching a lot of things going on in the world right now.
Oh, man.
What a week to take off. Let's get into it. Did you watch this royal wedding?
No, actually, what was more important for me in the royal wedding is Michael Scott leaving the office. That was more important
that was a royal leaving.
That was a royal engagement for me.
I was out of town.
What about
you? So in our production meeting, Anu was like, you know what, let's scrap the work and let's watch this, Ricky. And that's a tearjerker, man. You made me cry last night. Michael Scott, for all those not knowing what we're talking about, is a famous character on NBC's The Office. Mr. Steve Carell himself was leaving, and he's been on the show for about 6 years, and it was sad.
He made the show.
Equally sad. Well, no, it was a royal festival in England, and I don't get the fascination at all.
I saw this website. It was Why Should Americans Care About the Royal Wedding.com, and you clicked on it. And all that came up was, they shouldn't. And then the bottom right, Tosh.0.
you have all these, like, you have all, like, major networks, and they're sending their lead anchors out to this thing. And it's like,
why?
Who cares? You know, who cares? I didn't watch it personally. And I just was reading, as I do all with my news, is read Facebook posts. And, some people, like, it was half-half. So half were like, who cares? And do you see the hats? Did you see the hats they were wearing?
Dang. I didn't know that hats were such a big deal until I was wait a minute. That's
people make fun of the things that South Asians wear. Did
you know,
you see that?
I thought
stuff
Aretha that Franklin had on a funky hat at Obama's inauguration.
Yeah. No way.
No
it's
way.
Like, what is that? Yeah. Oh, no, that's just a hat. And then there's other half, who just loved it.
Yeah.
You're talking about, royalty and princess and princesses.
Well, talking about a commoner becoming a princess. And I'm like, big deal. Come on.
I think
these type of positions of power are better when they're actually earned,
mm-hmm.
either by voting, but when you're just kind of thrown into it,
for
me, it just kind of kills them. Like, oh, great, nepotism. All right, next.
No, you just, okay, yeah, exactly. I can't relate to any of that. And that was the royal wedding. And then I was inspired to go indeed to ask my parents for my birth certificate last week.
Did you get it? Did you get the short copy, the long copy?
I only had a short copy. And it read, everything was good. I can't tell you where I was born, but it was good. It was
going to have to get Donald Trump to get to the bottom.
Oh, what crap, right? Yeah, I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, the President of the United States is coming out and saying, like, here's my birth certificate. Really? Like, gosh.
Do you really not have that much faith in the government?
I see Obama said it right. Let's get rid of the silliness. And, I mean, obviously other things transpire over the weekend that kind of took away the attention from this whole birth certificate ordeal. But when I was reading about this last week, I'm like, all right, there's going to be plenty of stuff to banter about this. But fortunately, more important stuff came up during the weekend, which we'll get to in a bit. But Jesus Christ, I mean, people.
I can imagine people on the other side of the world. Really?
Yeah.
Worried about the guy's birth certificate still after 2 years of being elected?
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, we look like idiots.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the American way, I guess.
That's how we work. And of course, over the weekend, as you all know and you've heard all about it, Sunday night, Osama bin Laden was shot. People everywhere rejoicing. We have our own views on this, which we'll get into in a more serious segment as we close out the show later in the hour. On you know exactly what this means, and you know you've heard all the analysis and all the stories, so we're not going to get into any of that. But Anu and I have some interesting takes on this. I mean, we were talking about this last night. I was giving my perspective, and Anu was his.
And by the way, is your blood pressure back down to normal?
I wasn't enraged per se, but it was definitely interesting to get people's perspectives.
Yeah.
You know, you know, the first things that come out, like, yeah, go, and it's. Not to get, you know, spoiler, you know, we're going to get to later in the hour. Obviously, it was a big day in the history of America, and I think it brought closure, if anything else, to the events that transpired 10 years ago in 9/11. But it was just interesting to see the rejoicement, you know, and there's that quote, right, on it's a fake quote that we realized last night.
Yeah, I found that out this morning.
It was like, it was a Martin Luther King Jr. quote that essentially was talking about how it's not. I mean, the gist of it essentially is, you know, why celebrate the death of the enemy? It's at the end of the day. I mean, it's good, and it, you know, it's good that these things are brought to an end. But at the end of the day,
there's certain things that qualify for celebration,
sure.
And there's certain things that don't.
Anyway, we'll get into that later. But let's we're gonna switch it up a little bit and have a little fun today. So this Sunday on New.
That's right.
Do you know what this Sunday is?
Is Mother's Day.
Oh, thank God you knew. Whew. I was going to, like, I'm sitting under up. I'm like, dude, we didn't talk about this.
Trust me. I think my mom's listening at work with her lady. She's going, God, I hope you're.
I always thought it was, I always get confused. I was like, is it like the second Sunday of the month or the third? And I never know. But a friend of mine was like, no, it's second. And then I was like, thank God.
Well, you know what I noticed is whenever I try to plan a trip out of town with my friends, the last day of that trip always happens to
fall.
You're
out of town this weekend.
Sweetie
auntie.
That's why she's such a great mom. She knows how to take care of her
son. I totally forgot.
Auntie's
going to Vegas this weekend, and Auntie's like, okay.
Yeah, so.
Auntie, you know what? Don't worry about it. If you want to have Mother's Day with me, I'm a caring son, and I would happy to take you out as well. Now that your older son isn't doing that. But
she's still got Ray. Right?
Yeah. But here's the question of the audience, and we're going to have a couple giveaways today. I want to get tee off. Mother's Day is huge, right? And we all celebrate in our various ways. It's funny as South Asians, because if you look at the evolution of kind of this holiday, what it's become, it wasn't always as prominent. But it's something that's definitely in the American culture, Mother's Day, and celebrate that day. But most people say, wait, every day is a Mother's Day. Every day is a Father's Day. Yes, we know that. But bringing it closer to home, it's become more evident. You know, you go to India and Mother's Day is huge. You go to cards and all that. So anyway, my question to you, to all the audience listening right now, 1-855-772-8278, what's the best thing you ever done for your mother on Mother's Day? I'd love to get ideas, because it's 4 days to go and I need some. But 855-772-8278. We got a couple giveaways we want to give to the best and most creative ideas. Give me some good. If you give me a bouquet of roses, things like that, that's not going to be – we all know that. But give me something that's creative, something that maybe you didn't spend a dime.
I want you to make Ricky tear up.
Yeah.
Okay? That's what I want.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's, I want to – that's how we
either make me tear up or make me laugh. But something that's creative.
Yeah. Okay, let's do that. Those
one
are
of those two always works.
Okay.
If I've been a bad son, I usually go with the more emotional route.
Yeah.
But if it's been my mom like me, then I just try to go over the top and make her laugh. That's my trick. I'll give you what I do, and I'll tell you a couple times I've messed up. 1-855-772-8278. What's the best thing you've ever done for your Mother's Day?
You're having Lunch with Ricky in the morning. Join us at facebook.com/lunchwithricky.
I'm always on the go. Go to the gym, go to work, go to the market. And a lot of those things I go get have to then go to my son at college. I don't mind going to the store, but all that packing and shipping, please.
I'm Steve from the UPS store, and I'm trained to help people like Adina. Bring us what you need to ship, and we'll pack it, box it, ship it, and track it. That's four things you can cross off your to-do list right there.
Thanks to logistics, I now have free time. It's kind of strange.
Go-getters love logistics. That's why they trust the certified packing experts at the UPS store. To find a location and discover how logistics can help you, visit theupsstore.com. Services, prices, and hours vary by location. See center for details.
Dreaming of owning a home in India? The time has now come to fulfill your lifelong dream with Citibank India Home Loans. Citibank offers NRIs like you the comfort of applying for a home without leaving U.S. They offer loans up to 7.5 crores, loans up to 80% of the property value, flexible repayment tenures up to 20 years. Call their dedicated relationship manager, Dipesh Basu, at 408-975-2785. 408-975-2785.
Are you looking for a job placement in the field of IT? If yes, then you need to contact Canvas Infotech Incorporated. Canvas Infotech offers courses tailored to the needs of professionals from the tech savvy to the tech illiterate. They guarantee placement in business analysis, project management, quality assurance, .NET, Oracle, and Java. They file H-1B visas and green cards too. Contact them today, 510-342-5663. 510-342-5663 or go online at canvasinfotech.com.
Mention this radio ad and get $100 off their professional classes.
The Hindi Megapack brings you the best of Hindi channels, Star, Zee, Sony, Colors, Imagine, News That Matters with top Indian news channels, Aaj Tak and Times Now, Bollywood movies with Zee Cinema, B4U movies and Set Max, all the gossip and glamour with B4U Music, MTV Hindi, Zoom and the best of cricketing action with 10 Cricket and Willow Cricket, Bop of all Hindi television, The Hindi Megapack. Call 1-866-431-8816 to order today.
I'm so happy we're moving back to India, but there's so much stuff we need to ship.
Don't stress. I've already found the perfect solution. It's called Universal Relocations. Customs clearance is taken care of and they ship right to our door.
Are they reliable, though?
Yes, honey. They have tracking and insurance, and I've already looked at their website, www.unirelo.com, and the prices are great.
What's the number?
877-323-7356.
Call Universal Relocations today at 877-323-7356 or go to www.unirelo.com. That's UNIRELO.com. Mention Radio Fundu and get a 5% discount.
आप सुन रहे हैं रेडियो फंडू. फॉर एडवर्टाइजिंग कॉल अस एट 408-476-6118. 408-476-6118.
All right, it's that time of the week for your wellness tip brought to you by SpaThara. Today, we're going to give you an Ayurveda remedy for muscle cramps. Again, the week's wellness tip is brought to you by SpaThara, an Ayurvedic and wellness center in Fremont, California. SpaThara provides facials, massages, threading, waxing, yoga, and a full suite of Ayurveda services. You can reach SpaThara at 510-256-5001 or at spathara.com. Again, Anu, we're going to talk about Ayurveda remedies for muscle cramps, which you have, and spasms.
Dude, please,
Anu twisted something in the legs.
My calves last week. It hurt.
So in Ayurveda, muscle cramps or spasms are simply caused by Vata dosha. Increased by cold weather, Vata makes a muscle hard and stiff, unable to relax, and goes into a spasm. Huh. Some Ayurvedic remedies to relieve muscle pains and aches are, so drink some Dashamula tea. A steep 1 1/2 teaspoon of Dashamula powder in a cup of warm water for a few minutes. Take a cup or two of the tea once every week as a preventative measure to avoid future cramps. So if you're training hard like Anu is, do that. Hmm. You Google. Google is not the search engine. Let's talk about that.
How do you spell it?
G-U-G-G-G-U-L-U. Vata in the muscles is the root cause of muscle cramps. Taking a Google tablet of 200 milligrams 2 or 3 times daily for about a month. It will effectively pacify vata and help relieve cramps. A Trifla drink. You can absorb absorption of calcium by taking this drink very early in the morning or at night before going to bed. Use half a teaspoon of Trifla powder for every cup of boiling water. It is also helpful in relieving gas in the stomach and preventing abdominal muscle cramps. Again, this tip has been brought to you by Spadar in Fremont. For more severe back pain information, you can visit Spadar for Ayurvedic therapies, massages, and more. Call them again at 510-256-5001 or visit them at the website at spadara.com.
And now back to Lunch with Ricky in the Morning, whose birth certificate reads, Daisy.
Welcome back, Lunch with Ricky. I should have set up the show a little. So we're going to talk a little bit about Mother's Day. Again, 1-855-772-8278. 1-855-772-8278. This morning, we're looking for the best thing you've done for your mother on Mother's Day. I've messed up a couple along the way, and I'll get to that in a second, but I'd love to hear yours. We have a couple giveaways that we're doing for the best and most creative answers, and hey, we'll take anything. We're going to get into, after this segment, in our dessert segment, which is the second half of the show, junk mail. We do this. We have a lot of fun with it. We're confident in who we are. We're very secure in who we are. So mails that we get during the course of the year or during the course of the last few weeks that wasn't exactly positive could go in our junk category. We'll read them out loud and on live, and we'll address them one-on-one. And hey, we'll step up to it. There are a couple things that are a little harsh, but no problem. We'll address it.
All part of the business.
All part of it. Anyway, for the mains, like I said, Mother's Day and the best thing you've done for your mother. Again, 1-855-772-8278. 1-855-772-8278. So a few Mother's Day ago. So I thought, you know, mothers like very practical presents. You know, my I thought my mother would love this idea. So I thought and I thought, and it came to me. You know, I was like, get something for my mom that she's really going to use. So I went out to the local Fry's right around the corner. I got her a vacuum. I thought it was winning. You could totally use a very just a you could utilize it.
You were winning just like Charlie Sheen with that idea.
No, it was. I was like, Mom, you know, you clean up so much around the house. I thought I'd help you, you know. And I thought this Mother's Day, let me make your job a little easier rather than me saying I'll do it. Why don't I help you, Mom, in getting you a new vacuum that'll allow you to be a little more efficient in your time?
That's
so, wow. I was so excited. I couldn't wrap it; it was a little too big. But I went up and I gave it to my mom and. Yeah, this is what you think I do? You think I sit there and clean all day? That's what you think of me as a mother? That's how you define your love for me? Oh my God. I was like, I thought it was a great idea. Strike one.
Dude, what is wrong with you? Let me give you a little tip. First of all, in the future, give me a call before you decide where you're going, because I could have told you right from the start. Fries.
No, but you know, bad. You know, everyone can get perfumes and everyone can get all that kind of stuff, but why not get something that my mom will use and that she would really enjoy?
Yeah, but does so she really want that?
Clearly not. And it was returned pretty fast. So clearly I went back to the drawing board. Again, 1-855. We got some of you guys on hold. Stay on hold. Let me finish my rant here. 1-855-772-8278. Your best ideas for Mother's Day, and hopefully they're better than mine here. So the next year after this vacuum debacle, All right, Ricky, you got to be a little more, you know, creative. Obviously, your mom didn't love your idea, which, again, I don't see why not. She didn't love it. So I thought back again. And this time I spent a little more time on it. Okay, what else can my mom use? So I went out and went back to the same mall and got her a cookbook. I was like, you know, Mom, I think you could really use this. I think you'd really enjoy this. And again, this time I even wrote a note in there. So, like, you know, this time I can't return this present because I'm going to write a note, customize it to my mother.
Dude, you're embarrassing me, man. What's wrong with you?
No, but I was like, you know, and then again, I present it to my mom. And, Mom, here you go. I've thought hard and long about this. I thought you're really, really going to enjoy this. And here you are. And again, like, I wrote a special note. Mom, dear mother, happy Mother's Day. You could use this. Really? Really? You think I need a cookbook? You think I need a cookbook? Mom, no, I just like, no, you don't. You think I need a book? I've been cooking for you bloody for 25 years. And I was, my bad, Mom.
Yeah, you kind of confused me with that one, dude. Your mom's a really good cook.
I know she
is. What the hell is wrong with you? That's like me giving you a book for how to be on the radio. Oh, I mean.
Which you did for Christmas. That's okay.
Yeah, I know, but
No, but again, my bad. I learned. And so next year, then I was like, you know, it's really not about the money I spend. It's really not about the utilitarian use of the gifts I get. It's more the affection of the gifts. And lesson learned. After that, I haven't messed up too much, but I'm sure there's plenty of room for improvement. All right, should we go to the lines here? All right, let's go to San Jose.
Let's give this a shot.
And welcome Boyd. Boyd, welcome to Lunch with Ricky. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
All right, tell me, what's the best thing you've done for your mother on Mother's Day?
My mother-in-law?
Or mother-in-law, yes.
Yeah, I love my mother-in-law.
Good. I think we all should.
Yeah, absolutely. So what did you do for her for Mother's Day? We're trying to get
That's
some ideas for Ricky here because he's really screwed up
what
his last couple
What I do for my mother-in-law?
What, yeah. What's a good
we
idea?
We always gather together, all the families, for the Mother's Day. And we get a cake and we cut the cake for her. And we all give her long life wishes.
See, Ricky, it's not the money thing. It's not a vacuum cleaner, not a cookbook. She brings the family together, because what does the mom want most?
Okay.
The family together, right?
My mom has everything. She has everything. She only needs a love from the family.
That's all she needs?
Yeah.
Really?
Love is the biggest thing. She's 83 years old.
She's 83 years old. Now, that's great. And lucky for you, Boyd, because I guess that's what it is about.
We buy anything for mom, like we buy the clothes for her, we buy the house for her, we buy anything for her.
Uh-huh. But then you're telling me that every day is Mother's Day for you.
Thing.
So every day for you in your house is Mother's Day, Boyd.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. And see again, you know, it's
there are so many people, so many kids, they don't have mom, right?
Yeah. No, okay, now you're getting all serious on me, Samara, and Boyd, thank you for the call. Let's keep this light, people. I'm not going to get into who has mothers and who not. I mean, we're all fortunate to have our mothers. Let me clarify first and foremost on that. Leave it to our audience to take it all seriously.
Yeah, we're just trying to find a good way for Ricky to get something for his mom.
And getting people together for Mother's Day, it's beautiful. It's nice, and that's a given. I'm sorry. Let's move past that.
Hey, but some people didn't know that. So hey, let's.
And some
that.
Of us may go to Vegas for Mother's Day. So you're right. So getting people together on Mother's Day may be a nice thing. Again, call me a little more materialistic, and call my mother having a little more expectations. She expects me every day to have the family together. How's that?
Hey, there we go.
But why don't you show me over the top and what give me this day for me.
So I guess
what can you get for me? I live with my parents, damn it. So every day we're getting together. Give me something special. All right, let's go to Mountain View. And Summer. Summer, welcome to Lunch with Ricky. How are you?
Hi. Are you talking to me?
I sure am. Are you talking to me?
Hi, Summer.
Hi, welcome.
Hi. So what I wanted to say was something that my husband did for me for my first Mother's Day.
Oh, that's cute. Okay.
Awesome, because what he essentially did was he got a card, just said Happy Mother's Day, but he made our little son, who was only about 6 months old, he put some finger paint on on his hands and made him do some stamping with his hands on the card. So it was almost as if he had signed it. And the other thing that he also did was he essentially had a little photo album set up,
okay,
which had three generations of mom and kids. So
it was
my grandma with my mom as a baby, and then my mom with me as a baby, and then me with my baby. So it was kind of nice, and it's still on my office desk, and everyone who sees it, they all think it's an amazing
idea. There we go. We got the applause for you going. That's a beautiful story. We're going to make you our early winner here in the going here. Do me a favor. Drop me a line at ricky@radiofundu.com, RIKHI@radiofundu.com, and we'll get you with a prize. But Summer, I got asked, how old is your son now?
He's turning 5 this year.
He's 5.
Yeah.
And I got to ask on behalf of all the fathers out there, because a lot of fathers, they go over the board, with their kids, and then they help with fantastic Mother's Day presents. Has your son's father received equally sentimental presents?
Yes, he has.
Good.
Well, I hope that he will call in and say that for his Father's Day. I believe that I have.
Wonderful. Thank you, Summer, again for the call. We're going to make you a winner here in the early going. Sentimental is nice. Yeah, I love sentimental. What we do in my house now is we play card. I always make a card, and I spend a lot of time making the card, and And my mom likes that, and it takes a bit of time. But at the end of the day, like I said, call me materialistic. You just need. I think my mom, and I don't know if you could talk on your behalf, is she just wants to know the little time was spent.
She just wants everybody together, you know,
yeah.
Everybody going away overseas, going to school. Sometimes just being together.
Yeah.
Too.
And it hit me when I was living in India for those 2 years and I was away. And it's we take this day for granted at times. And
right.
I know I take my mom for granted at times.
I know I do. It's a thankless job.
Yeah.
It is a thankless job.
It is. And I know I couldn't I won't ever be a mother, but I wouldn't even be able to bestow the same emotions. And, as a son, it's said, and I believe this, is there's nothing as, and I've told you this before, there's nothing as pure as the love that a mother has for her son.
Truth.
And no wife, girlfriend, spouse, and a lot of the wives listening out there will say that's on behalf of their mothers-in-law.
Yeah.
Like that love is pure, and there's nothing like that out there. And we're all lucky to have that, and especially me. And a very happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Sorry if you guys being on hold. We're against the clock, and we're going to go into segments. But we're going to play this song that I guarantee will make you cry, and we'll be right back.
You're having lunch with Ricky in the morning. Join us at facebook.com/lunchwithricky.
जिंदगी तराने खुशी के गाएगी तेरे होते किसका डर तू दुआओं का है घर मेरी मां प्यारी
in cloud and mobile platform like Salesforce.com or Google as an administrator, analyst, or a developer, then you need to join Cloudalyze, a consulting firm in these emerging technologies. They assist you for your upcoming cloud computing career. To help you succeed, Cloudalyze will provide you with extensive training, certification exam assistance, resume and interview preparation, and hold your hand through your first client project. For more information, visit Cloudalyze.com or call Neeta at 408-800-2610.
As a mom, you tend to sacrifice some things you want to do for yourself. But I was always really self-conscious about my teeth, and so I finally decided to do something for myself and got Invisalign. Invisalign was amazing. The aligners were clear and comfortable, and hardly anyone knew I had them in.
If you're not happy with your smile, do something for yourself. Visit PannuDental.com and schedule your free consultation. With experience of more than 1,000 Invisalign cases, Dr. Pannu can help you achieve the picture-perfect smile. 4 locations, San Jose, Dublin, Fremont, and Cupertino. Call now, 1-800-360-9250. 1-800-360-9250.
Are your parents or relatives coming to America? Are you looking for affordable and reliable insurance coverage for them? Then just log on to visitorscoverage.com and buy the best policy within 5 minutes. No medical examination, no paperwork, no hassles. Go online at visitorscoverage.com and get an instant ID card. It's that simple. Remember, for visiting parents insurance, the name you can trust is Visitors Coverage.
Have you been turned down for a home loan by your bank or mortgage lender? Are you upside down on your mortgage? Hi, this is Seema Sharma with Priority Lending. Priority Lending has the ability to lend money when other lenders can't. Start saving money now. Call 1-800-98-LOWER. Right now you can get a fixed rate home loan at 2.99%. That's right, 2.99%. Ask us about our no closing cost loans. Call 1-800-98-LOWER. That's 1-800-985-6937. Or visit us at PriorityPromise.com. At Priority Lending, we make your future our priority. Hum Punjabi aur Hindi dono bol.
Licensed by the Department of Corporation as a California Finance Lender, APR 3.25%. Terms and conditions apply. Rates and terms can change at any time. Tune in to the exciting Think Wellness Show by Spa Dhara every Monday between 11 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Aap sun rahe hain Radio Fundoo. For advertising, call us at 408-476-6118. 408-476-6118.
Hey, you over there. Turn that frown upside down and become our friend.
We'll do the rest of the next one, no problem.
Join us at Facebook. That's facebook.com/lunchwithRiki. I'll see you soon, pal.
Hi, it's Shekhar Kapoor. You're having lunch with Ricky, and Ricky, I have to tell you, there's no way, no way in the world you're ever going to get cast in my movie. And Ricky, you have to pay me for this. You know that.
Welcome back to Lunch with Ricky in the Morning. Why wasn't he invited to the royal wedding? Because his turban didn't qualify as one of those crazy hats.
I got jazzes and I got pearls and everything, and they were like, nope, no, can't, you're not invited. No royal wedding for you.
No, you may not come.
We wanted to shift gears, but we have a bunch of callers who are on hold, and we don't want to leave them on hold. But again, to continue our conversation from the last segment, was what's the best thing you've done for your mothers? And we had a couple interesting ones, and one specifically was the emotional angle. But let's go to Pleasanton and welcome Pushpreet to the audience and to the show. Pushpreet, welcome. Lunch with Ricky, how are you?
Hello.
Pushpreet, are you there?
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, this is Pushpa Agarwal from Pleasanton.
Hi, welcome, Pushpa.
Actually, I have something to tell you what I did for my mother.
Okay.
We were a big family, and we were always busy in studying, and our mother was doing all the work at home, like cooking, cleaning, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So one Mother Day, we thought, you know, we should do something for her because we were very busy in studying.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did is, we told our dad that why don't you take her out for some time, and we sent her for the massage,
mm-hmm.
and we told him that to take her for lunch also.
Uh-huh.
And when they came back, by that time we all brother sister we cooked for her dinner,
uh-huh.
and cleaned the home. Whatever the job she was doing, we did it. When she came back home, she was really very happy that what we did for her, mm-hmm. and we also felt good that something we did for her.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did.
No, that's very sweet. That's very sweet. You know, and thank you for the call there. You know, all mothers, like we said last week, just want to be taken care of.
You know what it is? It seems like you can go two avenues. You can get something really thoughtful and nice. You can buy or make something really thoughtful and nice, or it's just the action or activity or the thought of doing something nice, like she just mentioned, maybe cleaning the house, mm-hmm. or go out for lunch, and we'll come back to a clean house.
I'll be remiss. You know, I haven't asked you what's the best thing that you've done for your mother.
Oh, man. Dude, I'm not going to try bragging or anything, but I'm a good son all year round. So Mother's Day comes around, you know what I'll do? I'll swing by. Maybe we'll cook some lunch or, uh-huh. you know, do something else. But you know what? I'm the 100% son to her all the time. You know, she has a problem with her car, her phone.
You're
anything.
The technician at home, right?
That's it.
I am
IT. I am our auto mechanic. I am the handyman. So,
what was that thing with you're the iTunes specialist? You always tell me this story.
Oh, God, yeah, every time they have an issue with their phones, I'm the guy who always gets the call. And part of the reason why I got one of these iPhones is because I had to understand how my parents are using these things. They'd call me asking for help. And,
I know.
You know, yeah, I need help. It's like, oh, all right. But, you know, it's, I don't know. But you know what? You know, that you mentioned junk mail and everything.
Hold on one second. There are a couple emails before
you
get
got,
to junk
oh,
mail.
Oh, you got emails. I mean, this thing keeps crawling.
No,
I know.
We'll get to junk mail in a second. I know people are asking for that. But Pooja writes, one Mother's Day, I surprised my mother, who lives in India, by getting her trip to visit me in the U.S. That's pretty intense.
That's a pricey present.
I'm sure she has kids and needed a babysitter, but that's not the point. That's a good one, Pooja.
The thought that counts.
Rohit thought this was fantastic because I can relate to that. One Mother's Day, I made my mom breakfast. And then 3 hours later, I said, Mom, can you make lunch now? That was a good one, Rohit. That was fantastic. Yeah, we've all done that. All right, it's time for...
Hey, hold on. Guys, right over here. Can you believe this, man? How many trucks with a junk mail? You just hit that archive button. Back here, a little bit closer. Right here, right, wait, right there, and... All right, stop. Jeez, man, this thing, I mean, this whole... Man, hold on, wait, right there, and... All right, thanks, guys, all right.
Oh, my God, that's a lot of junk mail.
Yeah, there see, now they're... Oh, here's the first one. Here, I got one. No. All right, so Manavi says... I've been listening to your program for the past year. Great stuff. But it seems that you've changed tones in the morning. Not as serious. What gives?
That's okay. I knew controls of junk mail, so that's these are all off the cuff and impromptu. You know, yeah, we've done, this is episode 30. We've been on the air for about a year, a little less than a year, and this is a episode. We've got all of them on our website, and you can go to Facebook and check them out. And yeah, we've talked about serious things along the way. From, man, that truck's loud. I get it. We got a lot of junk mail. Good
Lord. Need to delete some of them.
Yeah, seriously, or just actually get them on air. So yeah, we've talked about very serious things, and from racial profiling to academic pressures, and you know, honestly, that's my bread and butter. I enjoy talking about it. I can go off, and I enjoy it. And I've been accused in the process of maybe theorizing a little too much, or being too professorial, and that's okay, because again, the whole premise of this show, Lunch with Ricky ... in the mornings now, is it's to discuss serious things that perhaps we don't always discuss, topics that sometimes go uncovered. With that being said, we got this new time slot in the morning at 9 a.m. And we got to be hot. We got to be fresh because you guys are going to work and with a relatively low attention span. We're going against the likes of many, many prominent radio talk show hosts and radio shows. And we know you have a lot of options out there. So we got to be entertaining and doing our best. So sometimes some of those topics go over the heads or doesn't just capture the interest. So quite frankly, that's why we've changed the tone once in a while. I don't intend to go too away from it. There's a subject and a kind of a series that we're going to unveil near the end of the show that we're going to get into to dissect the South Asian culture a little more. That is my bread and butter. Again, I enjoy that. The lessons have and just insights that have accumulated have enabled me to discuss the various things and foster this conversation. But yeah, we got to keep it fresh and once in a while. Sometimes some of the lighter topics, which we realize sticks with the audience. So, but do me a favor, Manavi, and all the people that are listening. We want to hear what you guys want to talk about. That's very, very important in the show. A lot of the topics that we get are given by listeners. Because at the end of the day, we're just a conversation on the radio. Anu and I banter. It's a lot of the topics that the audience wants. So drop us a line, ricky@radiofundu.com, ricky@radiofundu.com, or on our Facebook. If your topic gets selected, there's a special prize for you that's awaiting. But we love to talk about everything and anything, serious, not serious. There's a lot of things going on that you know we cover, and we're pretty well read. So chances are we'll get to it. All right. Is that okay?
I got another
next
here.
Junk mail.
Ranbir writes, a few weeks ago, Anu said he likes Celebrity Apprentice. Really? What's next? He wants Donald Trump as president?
Well, that's hey. First of all, yeah, good for you for reading. So not. Oh, I'm not the only one that gets junk mail.
I want to show a little bit of non-bias to the ones that I pull out here. I take criticism. All right, so you know what?
Take that
I'll
one.
I'll address
Ranbir,
this.
Ranbir, Anu's going to answer his affection for Donald Trump.
So Ranbir, first of all, Celebrity Apprentice is a TV show. All right, it's a great show. He's a great host. He makes me want to watch the show. Mm-hmm. Him as president? You got to be kidding me. When the guy's first idea and first push as an exploration is to find out if the president was really born here, he's got an issue in prioritizing what is really important. Sorry. So I don't agree with that. You know, I think that every time I've heard about him in the business world, he's declaring bankruptcy.
Wait, so I'm gonna stop you. Yeah, he has, but
he's made some good moves. Yeah. But as president, no. I'm honestly 2012. Obama's getting my vote again, man. Simple as that.
I'm still. I will say this. I think Donald Trump is brilliant. He absolutely is a genius when it comes to business. Sure, he's everyone has setbacks, but he's got his name transplanted all across New York
for making
some of
name?
The bigger cities
yeah.
in the world. Yeah. But more importantly, what he's brilliant at, in my opinion, is his PR. I think the way he gets attention to himself and how he can get his name in the media, you can't go 3 months without hearing Donald Trump.
He's like the old man version of Paris Hilton.
No, and it's did you watch the That White House correspondence in
that was awesome. You put that link on the Facebook page, right? Facebook.com/lunch.
I'll put it if I haven't. It's an annual dinner where all the White House correspondents from the press get together and commemorate. It's a really relatively light event, and this year's host was Seth Meyers from the SNL Saturday Night Live, the head writer, and he does this whole thing, and then he attacks Obama, but he spent a good 5 minutes on Trump, which was hilarious. And then you see Trump's awesome reaction because he was in the audience, just stone cold, like,
awesome.
How dare you? How dare you F with me? How dare you attack me?
And
then Obama went out after him as well. You know, and what was that line that, I know you wanted me to get the birth certificate and blah, 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 but, I know what you do is, you have to decide between who you're going to fire.
Gary Buscemi
and Lil Wayne or all these guys. And that's the decisions that keep me up at night, which is funny. Trump, again, Is he a serious candidate? Probably not. But unfortunately, on the Republican ticket, he's probably just up there, and because there's no one really else out there. But yeah, man, him as president. But I respect the hell out of him because he's good, and it's hard to take him seriously. And his clothing line isn't exactly great, but he's not bad.
All right, so I got one more here. Paul writes, Ricky, you can be a little cold with the callers. What's your problem?
Really, Paul? Really? You really think that? I think when we go back to the drawing board, and we listen to every show two or three times, and I got a counsel that, you know, from media experts that, you know, they criticize and give me, saying they're like, you're too nice on the caller sometimes. You know, look, it's caller driven. At the end of the day, you guys dictate the pace and what's being said. And but some of the ideas, I'm like, oh my God. And I feel like I can do a little more. But okay, noted. And I'm being a little cold to you as I speak, Paul. Thank you for the constructive criticism. I'll heed it. Chances are probably throw it away. But hey, no. It's fair, a little cold. And but give us ideas that make us think. And that's what the show's all about.
You know,
can you send the damn truck away?
Let's send him out. Back. A little bit careful. Write down Maori. Yeah, and hit the 880. And just, I think, run back to the...
I have a feeling it's going to come back pretty soon. And if you got any emails, again, we're open to it all. Ricky@radiofundu.com. RIKHI@radiofundu.com. Or drop us a line on the Facebook, and we'll do our best to address it.
You're having lunch with Ricky in the morning. Join us at facebook.com/lunchwithRicky.
Mom, I want to go to science, tennis, and chess camp. But Mom, I want to go to Bollywood dance, ice skating, and Hindi music.
Okay, both of you, let's get you signed up at Little Champs.
Little Champs offers a wide variety of camps. They also have a wonderful after-school program with facility located in Cupertino. Visit them at www.little-champs.net or call them at 408-216-9346, 408-216-9346, or attend their open house on May 8th between 1 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Pyar ki baat, nazakat ke saath. Nazakat, yani Mehra Jewelers.
Khalis pyar ka khalis tohfa.
Certified diamond jewelry, 24 karat gold coins. Chahe to apni pasand ke gehne order par banwaiye.
Get large variety in 22 karat hallmark gold jewelry. So,
100% shudh gehne. Mehra Jewelers.
998 East El Camino Real, Sunnyvale.
Mehra Jewelers.
Call 408-245-9770. Call 408-245-9770 or log in to www.mehrra.us.
Enjoy the 45% discount on all diamond jewelry, 10% off on all gold jewelry. Special offers for Akshaya Tritiya and Mother's Day. Offers valid from May 1st to May 8th.
Suno, ek good news hai. Kya? PNG Jewelers is offering 15% off on gold jewelry and 30% off on diamond jewelry on May 6th for Akshaya Tritiya.
That's great news. Akshaya Tritiya symbolizes prosperity. Gold and jewelry bought and worn on that day signify eternal good fortune.
And moreover, PNG Jewelers also sell gold coins and bars in different denominations. 1 gram, 2.5 gram, 5 gram, 10 gram and 1 oz, etc. They also sell silver coins and bars. Hurry and buy before the gold prices goes further up. 820E El Camino Real, Sunnyvale. Or call on 408-245-6764. 408-245-6764. Offer not valid for purchase of gold coins. Gold coins are sold for cash or cashier's check only. Local taxes applicable.
Are you tired of overcrowded schools? Are you looking for a school that pays attention to every student? Good news! Colors Academy School is here. With 30 years of excellence and conveniently located in the Evergreen Valley, Colors Academy School offers preschool, elementary school, and many other programs. For personal tours, call 408-238-2500 or visit collarsacademyschool.com. That is collarsacademyschool.com.
JKYOG presents Science of God Realization and the Secrets of Spirituality, enlightening discourses and free classes on yoga and meditation by Swami Mukund Ananda, alumni of IIT and IIM, who gave up a promising career to embrace spirituality. Using perfect logic and humor, real-life illustration, Swamiji offers new ways of understanding and applying the ancient scriptures. From 1st to 7th May, he will be at the Fremont Hindu Temple. From 8th to 14th May, he will be at the Sunnyvale Hindu Temple. For more details, visit jkyog.org or contact 510-648-0996. 510-648-0996.
visitorscoverage.com. It's a specialized insurance suitable for parents, relatives coming to the USA. Completely online. No hassle, no paperwork. Get instant policy. Print an ID card, and it's that simple. You can get more information at www.visitorscoverage.com or call their toll-free number at 1-866-384-9104 to speak to a licensed insurance expert to get your needs and get advice.
And I'm back to lunch with Ricky in the morning.
All right. Good show. Thank you for all the callers and emailers here. In closing thoughts here today, we discussed earlier the what's happened in the world and Osama being finally captured and killed and kind of bringing in closure to that. We talked about earlier the kind of the rejoicing around here in the U.S. and partly around the world. And it's great. It's a big day and again, it brought closure, but I found that a little interesting. The thing closer to home I wanted to talk about was the, which I disagree with completely, is the political kind of direction that this is taking in terms of who captured Obama? Was it Osama? Was it Obama? Was it Bush? This whole capture has become just politicized, and I took exception to that. The first thing I wrote on my Facebook, a great day for the USA, but let's remember that it wasn't Obama who captured Osama. It wasn't Bush that captured Osama. It was the United States that captured Osama, and let's always remember that. So at least that's my take, and I want to address that. Everything else you've heard on other outlets, and you keep hearing on that, and no need to editorialize it here, but that was my take on that. Because it's just funny, but again, a big day, and I guess it's finally brings closure to what happened out there. All right. Good show, Anu. Good show. We're going to get into something a little more deep in the upcoming weeks. I want to start a new segment, a new series here on the show, Deconstructing the South Asian. What does it really mean to be South Asian, specifically a South Asian American? We have questions all the time. Anu asked me offline, what's an NRI? These are things we should know, quite frankly, but we don't. And we should learn. We're going to get more than that. All right. Dad, MJ, Mom, Sweetie, thank you for listening. For everyone listening, have a wonderful rest of the week. Have a great Mother's Day. Remember to tune in next week. Same place, same time. Go to our Facebook. Check us out. Facebook.com/Lunch with Ricky. And remember, if you want a revolution, the only solution, evolve. Till next week.